ABC Radio Australia.
The final of the OFC Women's Champions League kicks off at Lawson Tama Stadium here in Honiara at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And for the third year in a row, it will be a contest between Auckland United and PNG's Hekari FC. On the last two occasions, the New Zealanders have come out on top, but the way the semi-finals played out would suggest they will have to battle harder this time to retain their title. As Richard Eward reports, while there were certainly some blowouts in the group stage, a good number of the matches in the tournament have been closely fought, and the general view is that women's soccer standards in the Pacific are rising.
When Auckland struck twice within 10 minutes at the start of the second half of their semi-final against Tafia FC, it looked like job done, but the team from Vanuatu hit back, and by the time the final whistle went, coach Joe Jorkins' United side knew they'd been in a fight.
Charlie Marge! She looked surprised! Was she looking for a cross? It's gone into the net! And Auckland United FC leads 1-0. Edwards sends it into the middle. Opportunity! Into the goal! That was supplied wonderfully from Edwards, and Ingham gets her first goal, and this one's 2-0 now. Here's an opportunity for Tafia Women FC, and they've pulled one back. It's the comeback on for Tafia Women FC. Goal from Nettie Kalsau. And that's it. Auckland United FC make it into the final.
It's probably a tougher game than we would have liked in the semi. It was very physical, very rough. I thought the referee let a lot go. You know, it was something that we just had to manage the game and get through tough moments. For that, we're really proud of the team. I thought they dug in deep when they needed to and did some of the dirty work that we don't often talk about. So the back line was immense. Tafia scored a late goal to make things interesting, but I thought we were really composed in that moment and finished the game off well.
For the losers, there was obvious disappointment, but Tafia's coach Robert Calvo is hoping that their performance has sent a clear message to the powers that be back in Vanuatu.
We are trying to show that we have good players. In Vanuatu, people there should be proud of the girls. It's not easy to try to promote women's football there. Government should help. We have potential to do something, and we should continue to develop women's football.
In the other semi-final, Hekari, like Auckland United, started as favourites, but they too had a fight on their hands. And not until the 86th minute did they manage to crack the stubborn defence of Cook Islands Puakura, led by coach Daniel Taukia.
Pala with a chance, slides it across for Singara. Infield, it comes, an alley pass! Finally, they break the deadlock. Hekari Women FC in front, 1-0. It's full time here. Hekari Women FC take their place in the final once again.
I take my hats off for the girls. They really stuck in there. And also thank the man above for giving them the strength, knowledge and wisdom to play this beautiful game. Okay, I couldn't ask more from the girls playing against Hekari, one of the top teams in the Pacific. They gave out 100% and I'm happy with their performance.
We just have to be patient with the ball. Girls keep rushing game and trying to create options, bad options, but we go back and review the video and work on little things, and I hope the girls can understand what went wrong.
Hekari coach Erickson Komeng will be hoping that learning happens very fast when they lock horns in the final for the third season in a row later today with what is now a very experienced Auckland United side.
We've got 7 players returning from our first campaign in the Solomon Islands and 12 players that were with us last year. That experience pays huge dividends at this time, not just on the field, but off the field, how the players manage themselves. It's hugely important. So we'll look to leverage that experience, but also we've got a really nice youthfulness about the team as well.
United had it easy in the group stage, rattling in 18 goals in 2 matches. But captain Talisha Green recognises that they may have to lift their game another notch after that wake-up call from Tafia.
Year on year, we are seeing improvement in the islands, and coming back to this tournament, it's really cool to see the progress happening. It's very heartwarming to see that development, and it's great that they're posing us some really good challenges.
United have defeated Hekari by a single goal in both of the last two finals, so another close match appears to be on the cards as the team from PNG seek to banish their tag as perennial runners-up.
Richard Eward reporting, and a reminder that the big game kicks off at 3 p.m. local time this afternoon here in Honiara, and wherever you are in the Pacific, you can watch the live stream of the OFC Women's Champions League final on YouTube.